Shalom, his brother Zakaria from the Israelite Times Report, IsraeliteTimes.com. All praises are due to Yahweh Bashem, Yahweh Shah, peace and blessings. To all of the brothers spread across the four corners of the earth, pushing truth and sincerity. I got a little bit of news here from the Daily Caller. It says, trans activists storm Oklahoma State Capitol. So, this is, this is more than a sign that this place has got to go. From the Daily Caller, it says, transgender activists occupied the Oklahoma State Capitol during Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt's State of the State address on Monday. And says around 150 people showed up to the Capitol building to protest proposed Senate bills that would outlaw certain treatments for minors with gender dysphoria, including genital surgeries and hormone blockers. So they're protesting against these bills that are going to outlaw minors from getting these genital surgeries and hormone blockers. You know, let that sink in. These are trans activists that are stormed this Capitol in Oklahoma. Now, keep in mind, Oklahoma is a what you would call conservative Christian state, you know. It's not like you're talking about Los Angeles or D.C. or New York, Chicago, with these liberal Democrat ran mayors and, you know, the state governors or whatever. We're talking about Oklahoma. This is how much the sodomite demon, that spirit, that sodomite demon has run loose, has run wild all over the earth. And they say in Tel Aviv, over there in the land of Israel, that that has turned into sodomite central. In the land of Israel, they're over there, you know, just getting their sodomite on. And this is why I say that, you know, all of these, you listen to these Israelites and, you know, some of them have this attitude that this place is going to continue on and on and on and on. And they're not aware of the times that we're living in. They have no clue. They're not watching the signs. They're not paying attention. They've turned the, what you would call the Israelite movement, into a house of merchandise. And their thing is to make their group, you know, look top notch and this, that, and the third. And they're not really warning the people, man, that destruction is coming. And this should be a clear sign. This should be right here a clear sign. Anytime you reach a point where the sins and the iniquities of a place, any place, when it reaches the level of protesters advocating mutilating children's genitalia, their genitals, cutting off, you know, not to be graphic, but, you know, replacing it with one, you know, replacing one thing with another thing, right? Anytime you reach that point, you know that society, that place has got to be destroyed. If you're looking at it spiritually. But the problem is a lot of these so-called Israelite leaders are not doing that. They're not looking at it spiritually. They think that this place is going to continue on. when all of the signs, all of the signals point towards this place being destroyed. And not only that, but you also have the threat of EMP attacks. Okay? You have that going on. And that is something that is admitted amongst even the Edomites. And you got Israelites that are running around saying, oh, you can't listen to the Edomites. You can't listen to them. You can't listen to their news. You better watch your enemy, man. You better watch your enemy. You always know your enemy, and you never trust your enemy, but you watch him. Let me get this article from the Washington Examiner. They went into this. The Washington Examiner, a publication in D.C. They went into this back on, I believe it was the 3rd of February. It says a dry run, balloons called top delivery platform for nuclear EMP attack. Okay. That balloon that was sent up by China, you know, that could be a threat to national security. We have all types of situations, scenarios, things that are happening in this Babylon the Great, you know, nation that is called the United States of America. There are all kinds of things that are happening that a lot of people are just unaware of, man. They're so busy worried about what the hell Kyrie Irving is doing and what happened with this Tyree Nichols situation that people are just not aware of what's going on, man. You got Chinese troops at the border. You had a Russian tank or a Russian tanker going up the East Coast. From what I hear, Chinese spy balloons collecting data. We don't know if there was a, you know, what they could have done. You know, they could have shut down the grid. You know? There are things that are happening, man, that are pointing towards the end of this society as you know it. But a lot of these Israelite groups, they're not telling you about that. They're pointing you in other directions. They're distracting you, and they are a major stumbling block. But if, you know, Lord's will, you of the elect, you're gonna see through that and pay attention to what's going on and understand the end time prophecies that are taking place. Like I said before, and I'll say it again, a lot of you Negroes went back to sleep after the pandemic, and that was the point. You think that it's over. It's not over. And I'm going to continue to push this word, man, because I know this devil, and I know how he gets down. I understand that it was just a test for the real thing. They're bringing in the CBDC B system. Okay, and that's the setup for the mark. It says in the Washington Examiner, tells you balloons called top delivery platform for nuclear EMP attack. That could shut down the whole grid. There would be hell and chaos in the streets. When those lights go out, it's going to get real serious, real fast. And all you women with your little attitude problems, that's going to go out the window. All you niggas that scoff and laugh at the men of the Lord, you're going to be looking for us in that day of trouble. Because it's going to, that, when the lights go out, that's going to spark a lot of problems for everyone. It's going to hit the fan. Wait until you see those famines and just wait. Right now, as we speak, Bill Gates is buying up all the farmland. And you have the powers to be purposely killing cattle. All of this is happening right now as we speak. I'm going to get back to this article. It says high-altitude balloons such as the one China has floated over mountains, over mountain state military bases this week are considered a key delivery platform for secret nuclear strikes on America's electric grid, according to intelligence officials. Spy balloons used by Japan to drop bombs during World War II are now far more sophisticated. So the thing is that people act like this is out of the realm of possibility, that an EMP shutdown or shutting down the grid, the electric grid, is just something that's impossible. It's not. You have a president that's in the White House right now that is highly compromised. From Ukraine to Russia to China, he's indebted to all of these nations. And if they tell him to do something or to stand down while they run an attack on America, he's probably going to do it. You don't understand the times that we're in. Okay? It says, back to this article from the Washington Examiner, it says, spy balloons used by Japan to drop bombs during World War II are now more sophisticated, can fly at up to 200,000 feet, evade detection, and can carry a small nuclear bomb that, if exploded in the atmosphere, would shut down the grid and wipe out electronics in a mini statewide area. All right. It says Biden bummer, nation glum for a third year. And then it goes on. But anyway, it says the threat of balloon launched electromagnetic pulse attacks. That's what an EMP is. Electromagnetic pulse attacks was warned about by Congressional EMP Commission and inside the military several years ago. Now, I've been hearing about this sometime myself, you know, and you need to listen to a lot of these conservative ex-military, you know, these military veterans, because they get a lot of good information. Some of it can be BS, but they get a lot of information. You kind of got to filter it, though, right? And they have a more firm understanding as to what's going on the inside, you know, within the military, within politics, and who's compromised and who's not, and what's really going on. All right. It says in a 2015 report for the American Leadership and Policy Foundation, Air Force Major David Stuckenberg, one of the nation's leading EMP experts, wrote extensively about the threat balloons carrying bombs pose to national security. All right, so this has been highlighted before. Okay, it says, I'm gonna jump down. It says on Friday he told Secrets, China's recent balloon flyover of the United States is clearly a provocative and aggressive act. It was most likely a type of dry run meant to send a strategic message to the USA. We must not take this for granted. So this is something that the Edomites are sounding the alarm for, and Negroes aren't paying attention to. You Negroes, you blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans, most of you aren't paying attention to, but the conservative white Christian base, the so-called preppers, they're getting ready because they know something's about to go down. They know it's about to hit the fan. Now, some people might say, well, why is all this important? It's important to understand that this will lead to the next thing, which will be the CBDC, because when they crash this economy, see, the EMP, you have to understand one thing leads to another thing. We're not ignorant of Satan's devices, right? So I understand in order for them to set up the new system, they have to destroy the old system, okay? And what would be a better way to do that than an EMP attack? Right, electromagnetic pulse attack. So you shut down the grid, you bring up the new system because people are going to be hurt, people are going to be starving. You shut down the grid, that destroys all the factories, that destroys travel. You won't be able to get on your phone and order anything off Amazon. You won't be able to do your little Uber Eats or whatever it is that you do, going from one place to the other. It'll be a complete shutdown and food chain and everything else. So what is that going to cause? It's going to cause chaos. And what does the New World Order always say? Order out of chaos. This is why it's high time that you wake up out of sleep. I know I'm ranting a little bit here, but, you know, let me rant. It's high time that you wake up out of sleep. If you don't wake up now, when the hell are you going to wake up? Playtime is over, man. This ain't 2016 anymore. There's going to come a time when you're going to need to apply these scriptures, man. You're going to need to apply the word of the Lord. And I think about it all the time. I meditate on that. It's going to come a time when it's not just going to be a famine of bread, but a famine of the word. You need to take these words and put it in your mind, man, deep in your mind and apply it. I'm speaking to myself as well, because this ain't no joke. This isn't just something that I do. There's going to come a time when you're going to be seeking the word and you're not going to be able to find it. You're going to be looking for the breakdowns. You're going to be looking for guidance. You know what I mean? Because all hell is going to be breaking loose. You know, build that personal relationship with the Lord while you can. You know, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Build that personal relationship with the Lord now. You know, you got things that's holding you back, strip it off. You know, take those things, get rid of those things that'll hinder you from really focusing in and serving the Lord. You know, get your mind, especially in this time now, because you've really got nothing to look back to. There's really nothing to look back to because this system is going to crash. Let me get 2 Ezra's 15:16. Y'all already know where I'm going. It says, for there shall be sedition among men and invading one another. They shall not regard their kings nor princes, and the courses of their actions shall stand in their power. All right? And, you know, understand that when this system goes down, man, it's going to be all hell and chaos breaking loose. You know, there should be sedition among men and invading one another. People are going to be robbing each other, killing each other, destroying each other. You know, all types of madness going to break loose, man. All hell's going to break loose when the system come crashing down, because people are going to, look, there's this old saying that desperate times calls for desperate measures, and people are only going to act civilized when civilization is running its normal, you know, day-to-day activities. But once that gets, disbanded or broken up, or there's an interruption in day-to-day activities, and people aren't able to continue about their daily lives as normal, people are going to go crazy, especially now, because people aren't as strong-minded today as they were before. People are on all kinds of drugs and people are messed up. A That's why the scripture says, for there shall be sedition among men and invading one another. You know, people going to be taking each other's property, you know, taking each other's goods, breaking each other's homes, disregarding the kings and the princes. They're not going to care whether you're a governor or senator, whether you're a celebrity. They're not going to care in that day. It says, and the course of their actions shall stand in their power. A man shall desire to go into a city and shall not be able. Why? Because you're going to have martial law. You're going to have troops in the street. It says, for because of their pride, the city shall be troubled and the houses shall be destroyed and men shall be afraid. All right. It says, a man shall have no pity upon his neighbor, but shall destroy their houses with the sword and spoil their goods because of the lack of bread and for great tribulation. And again, this is going back into what I was saying before. What a lot of people are not aware of is that right now, as we speak, cattle is being destroyed, poisoned. Some years back, they paid farmers to get rid of their cattle, you know, and to give up their farms, you know. And this was done so that they could set up their new world order. He who controls the food controls the people. If you control the food supply, you have the people at, you know, they're on their knees begging you. And that's what's being set up right now as we speak. But they're doing it in the background. It's not in the mainstream media. So when we get all of these know-it-all Israelites saying that we're crazy, we don't know what we're talking about, and we're conspiracy theorists, and we, you know, woo-woo-woo. You don't know what the hell is going on, man. Was 2020 a goddamn conspiracy theory? Was the pandemic a conspiracy theory? This is how messed up Jake is in the head, man. Jake is so messed up that they forget something that happened just a couple of years ago. It was just 2 years ago that you had a damn mandate to get a shot. You've forgotten that quick? You literally could not go in certain cities such as New York and Los Angeles. You couldn't go, and they were trying to do it here in D.C. You couldn't go into certain places without that card, without your vax card. You just went through it, and you already forgot just that fast? The Lord put the blinders on you, man. The Lord put the blinders on you. And you know what the problem is, man? You niggas don't really believe in the Bible, man. You just, this Israelite thing is just a fade. It's a fad. You might as well be a fade because you're going to fade out, you know? I'm roughly paraphrasing, but how does scripture go? The righteous shall scarcely make it. Something like that. Something along those lines. You brothers can help me out. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Right? That's why I can't stand all these overly righteous-ass niggas, man. These overly righteous-ass Israelites. I was at work, and this nigga, you know, he was a brother. He was an Israelite, but he was one of them overly righteous-ass niggas that, you know, he came in talking about, you know, I wear my fringes everywhere I go. Well, good for you, nigga. Good for you. I'm at work. I'm not wearing fringes at work. You know, you use the world, but you don't abuse the world, right? You have to understand, man, that what we're living in, we're in captivity, man. You're not keeping the laws perfectly. But all this wickedness, man, there's a reason why this place has got to be destroyed. This place isn't going to get destroyed because it's righteous, because this is a righteous and holy land that we live in. The earth was given into the hands of the wicked. What part of that don't you understand? We're just barely going to make it. According to the Bible, according to the Holy Scriptures, which you niggas claim you believe in, you know? And yeah, I'm going on a rant this week because it's, you know, it's sickening, man. I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of this place. I'm sick of these niggas. I'm sick of these goddamn overly righteous as Israelite niggas, man. It's just irritating. I want to get the hell up out of here. I don't want to be sitting here 10, 15 years from now talking about, you know, we need to come together. Qualm Yasharala. The hell with that, man. I honestly believe that there's a lot of niggas that do not want to leave this place. They just want to build up a goddamn hip-hop group, you know, pass out fringes and shit and be niggas. They want to be niggas forever, man. Eating fucking fried chicken and being niggas. I'm tired of looking at niggas. I'm tired of looking at niggas, you know? I want the kingdom. Period. This place has got to go down, man. So every day that I see the economy's going down, they're cutting off all the resources. I praise Yahweh by Shimmy Awashai because I know we're getting that much closer, man. And do I know that I'm going to have to go through some things? Of course. Of course, I know it's not going to be easy. And I know that it's going to be adjustments. But look, I'm not happy here any goddamn way. So it's not like it really matters. I'm already not happy. So yeah, you see, a nigga will hear what I'm saying and say, yeah, but when that day comes, man, you're going to have to adjust. So the fuck what, man? I already hate this goddamn place. Excuse my language. I'm sorry. But it's just how I feel, man. I really hate this goddamn place. And I can't stand no nigga that, excuse me, claiming, you know, calling himself an Israelite, but yet want to speak as if this place is just going to, you know, continue on, like, you know, 50 years from now. I don't want to be here. Period, man. And if you're not like-minded, you know, we're not the same. We're not the same, man. We're not the same. I'm not doing this just to be doing this. This isn't something I do, you know, pump my fist in the air. Qualm Yasharala. You know, Esau, you're going down. We're going to take the kingdom. When? When the Lord destroys this damn place. That's when. So that's the part that I want to get to, where this place is getting destroyed. You know? And I hasten the day, and I pray the Lord, he give me the strength to go through Jacob's trouble and, you know, when these stormtroopers come through and you get the EMP blackout and they shut down the grid, you know, I pray, man. I humbly pray. I ask the Lord, please be with me. You know, be with me. You know, help me get through this. Help me get through this, man. I know it's not going to be nothing of my own. So anyway, man, I'm sorry for going on a rant. I know I was supposed to been getting into the news. I apologize. I'm going to get this in 2 Peter, the third chapter. Started the first verse. It says, this second epistle, beloved, says, I know I now write unto you in both, which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts. You know? And look, people scoff, mock the word, you know? Poke fun of us. Say we don't know what the hell we're talking about. We're bugged out, we're crazy. Okay, it's and saying, fourth verse, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? And that's, again, like I said, people got shook up during the pandemic. They were like, oh my goodness. You even heard people say, oh, this is biblical. This is like something straight out of the Bible. Now they've gotten comfortable. They've gotten safe again. In their minds, they've gotten safe, you know. They think that things are just going to continue on. And I push this all the time, man. That's the wrong mindset to be in. That's why you hear me say it all the time. These people got this attitude like this thing is just going to continue on forever. And they don't understand. They don't consider. They don't consider Sodom and Gomorrah. All right. This place is Sodom and Gomorrah all over again. And saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. That's that, oh man, y'all niggas been saying that for a long time, spirit. That's that, oh y'all, people always talking about the end of the world. That's that spirit. That's that Bernie Mac spirit that I be talking about. You know, I don't believe shit, the shit happened. Okay. 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 Your time coming, big man. You know? Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. You know? It says, for this they willingly are ignorant of. Yeah, they willingly ignorant. They willingly put the word of the Lord off. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of the Most High Power, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with the water perished, right? Because you had the flood. All right, this time is coming with fire. You know, you had the flood before, but now you're going to be flooded with fire. Nuclear missiles are going to cause this earth to shake and rock to and fro, back and forth, like a drunkard. All right? It's gonna be rocking, man. Missiles flying everywhere. And you're seeing this right now in the news. They're openly talking about nuclear war. When have you ever seen that? Nations carrying hypersonic missiles, nuclear warheads openly discussing nuclear war. When have you ever seen this before? Threats of cyber attacks. You had this guy, Klaus Schwab, talking about it. It's going to be a cyber attack. They're openly saying these things, and people are just going on about their business with this attitude. Again, let me read it again. Because the scripture prophesies this, man. The Bible prophesies all of these things. Let me go back to the fourth verse, saying, where is the promise of his coming? Well, every day if you watch the news, dummy, you see that he's coming. You see that he's on his way. But what has happened is society has been dumbed down so much that even with the nuclear war talks, they just ignore it. Or it goes in one ear and out the other. Or they're so busy looking at their damn phone, looking up what doo-doo dum-dum stupid ass is doing on YouTube. You know, what nigga got killed today? What rapper slept with what thought? You know, what hoe is hoeing the most? That's how stupid and dumbed down the society is, you know. But I thank the Lord, Yahweh Bashem Yahweh Shai. I just, man, thank the Lord for giving me the spiritual eyes off that I could see these things, man, you know. For this they are willingly ignorant of, that by the word of the Most High Power, Yahweh Bashem Yahweh Shai, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word I kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. All right? So, woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. Woe unto you scoffers, you scorners, you mockers. Woe unto you, all of you niggas that follow Kemet and Pan-Africanists and worship the woman. You know, worship the woman as your God. Let's see what she do in that day, man. When all hell break loose, when them lights go out. When the famines come, let's see what she do. Let's see if she's your God. Let's see you call on your Queen of Heaven. And let's see if she answers your call. Let's see if she's able to lift you up in that day. Let's see what happens. Let's see if we're just some niggas then. Let's see if we're just some niggas teaching for nothing then. Let's see if we're insignificant and irrelevant. Nobodies, bums. Everything that they call us, everything under the sun, they call us. All types of names, the rejects of society, the outcasts of society. But you know what? Good. I wear that with a badge of honor because this society is going down and this society is evil and wicked as hell. And every day I hasten in the day of the Lord. Every day I pray for the destruction of this place. And so the hell what, I don't fit in this goddamn society. I'm not supposed to. And I say this before and I'll say it again. Anybody calling themselves an Israelite or teaching the word and they trying to fit in this goddamn society, man, the Lord is not dealing with you, man. And I ran into this brother some years ago. And he was a cool brother. He wore his fringes everywhere. And I met him at work. And he, even on the job, he got his fringes on. And I'm like, all right, brother, that's cool. You know, you wear your fringes everywhere. But his whole thing was making it in this society. Like, he had the attitude of wanting to build and preserve in this society, whereas I was in the attitude of hastening the day of the Lord, man. We were of two different mindsets, both saying we're Israelites, but we had a different mindset. I want this place to go. He wants to preserve this place and build up. He was, you know, he was a cool brother. You know, he was kind of arrogant. You know, but he was, you know, he was a cool brother, but I had to straighten that shit out. Like, look, man, you bragging about all this shit you got, and that's fine. That's fine and dandy. And, you know, I'm not mad at you for having what you have. Yeah, you did this and you did that, and you, I guess he had his own business, and that's fine. The Lord bless you with something. That's fine. But my desire is that this place go down, man. This isn't our kingdom. Even with all the money you have, this is not your kingdom. You know, all of these rich Jakes, they're nothing but rich niggas, man. And the elites can take their money just like that. And then when this dollar crash and they implement this chip, none of that money, none of that wealth that they've accumulated over the years is going to be worth shit anyway. That's why they call it the Great Reset, because they're going to reset everything. They're going to reset order, okay, and establish their new world order. That's what they believe they're going to do. But the Lord going to snatch it right away from them, just as they're getting their little new world order set up, and they think they got it. The Lord going to snatch it right out of their mouth, just before they can taste it. But the Lord give us instruction on how to deal with these scoffers. Let me get Mark 6:11. It says, "And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear you, when you depart, then shake off the dust under your feet for a testimony against them. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city." And you know how the Lord dealt with Sodom and Gomorrah. All right. Matter of fact, let me get Jude 1:7. It says, "Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire." All right. So you think about what Mark 6:11 said, and then you go to Jude 1:7. You understand? This is how the Lord feel about these scoffers, man. These people that are mocking the Lord, talking about, you know, when is this time coming? When is the promise of his coming? Okay. All right. This is how the Lord gonna deal with you. You gonna get caught up in that fire, man. That's again Mark 6:11. "And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear you, when you depart thence, shake off the dust under your feet for a testimony against them, because that's a testimony against them. The blood is off of your hands at that point. We're not going to drag you into the truth and make you believe. These niggas think that they're more important than what they really are. You're not that important. These niggas think that, oh, if I don't believe in this way, then, you know, then it's not true. No. No. It don't even work like that, man. It don't work like that. Matter of fact, you know where I gotta go to next, right? I know the precept is in like every brother's head right now. You know? But sometimes we gotta rehash this. Romans 3:3, for what if some did not believe? Yeah, what if some did not believe? You know, these niggas speak my truth. I got to speak my truth. Nigga, you don't have no truth. There's only one truth, and that's the truth of the Most High Power, Yahweh Bashem Yahweh Shah. Your truth ain't shit. Get tired of these niggas, man. Oh, feminine-ass niggas with this, speak my truth. The hell with you and your goddamn truth. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? Who the hell are you to think that you can take down the truth, or you can make the truth something different? You could switch it up. Can't stand these niggas, man. I hate that feminine nigga spirit. I hate it, man. You run into it everywhere you go, man. This place just got to go. I'm telling you. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar. No, you niggas is nothing but liars. And you know who you lying to? You lying to your own goddamn self. That's who you lying to. As it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sins and mightest overcome when thou art judged. All right? And that's what, you know, you can go more into it, but we want to be justified, man. And we're justified by our faith, because that's what it's going to take ultimately in these last days, man. You got to hold on to faith, man, and treasure it. Treasure it, man. Because this is a faithless, godless society, man. They won't even let the Edomites. They won't even let the Edomites worship their God. In the schools anymore. They can't even have prayer. They can't even pray to white Jesus anymore. Why? Because ultimately they don't want the men of the Lord to bring out the truth. See, I understand this devil. I know how slick he is. He think that, oh, if we take away, you know, these Edomites, these low-level Edomites, these Christian right-wing based Edomites from being able to worship their God, then they can justify not allowing the men of the Lord, the Israelites, to worship their power, Yahweh Bashem Yahweh Shah. So if we take away Jesus Christ, then we can also take away Yahweh Bashem Yahweh Shah. See, that's how these slick, sneaky elites are. You know, that's what they think in their mind. It don't matter, man. You can go into your little bunkers, you know. You can set up your little doomsday scenarios, and don't matter, man. You're not going to escape judgment, man. The Lord preserved the wicked even for the day of judgment, man. He preserved the wicked for the day of evil.
Shalom, Amos, brothers. Zakari from the Israelite Times Report, IsraeliteTimes.com. All praise is due to Yahweh Bashem Yahweh Shah. Peace and blessings to all the brothers spread across the four corners of the earth. Pushing the truth. Now, I know a lot of you have seen the Satanic Grammys ritual, and brothers have already done videos on it and whatnot, but just want to talk about it right quick. This came from the Conservative Brief. It says, CBS deletes tweet saying it was ready to worship Grammy performance after backlash. So apparently CBS put out a tweet saying that they were ready to worship Satan. pretty much, because that's what the Grammys was all about. You had Madonna and all the satanic, you know, you had this guy, Sam Smith, who's supposed to be non-binary, meaning he don't have a gender. It says CBS has taken action after a performance by LGBTQ artist Sam Smith and Kim Petraeus offended many on the internet for what they say were satanic themes. But the action CBS took, deleting a tweet where the network said it was ready to worship prior to the performance, was not enough for many who were offended. Said the tweet was in response to a tweet by Smith that said, "This is going to be special." Followed by a devil horns emoji. This dude is weird, you know, and a lot of these people are just weird as hell. CBS responded with, "You can say that again. We are ready to worship." A tweet that was since deleted, and people got on them, but there was also people that were defending them. And that was the main point that I wanted to bring out. This guy, Smith, identifies as non-binary, and Petras identified as a transgender woman. The duo won the Grammy for Best Pop Duo Group Performance for the song called Unholy. And so now all of these Edomite, Christian conservative Edomites are getting pissed off because, you know, they feel like, you know, their country is being taken over by a bunch of satanic devil worshipers. And it's true. You know, they from that standpoint, they got a right to be pissed off. You know, they're still going off and they're still going to get judged by the Most High. But they're right on this one. Right. They're right about this. It's, you know, and they don't want their children to be sexualized and humiliated and mutilated and, you know, all of that craziness, because they believe in, you know, they believe in the Bible in their own form. You know, these Edomite, these conservative Edomites, they believe in Jesus. So then you got the satanic, Satanists. The outwardly Satanists, they want to take that over, you know. They want to just completely bring Satan full bloom into the mess. You know, they don't even want to do the apologetic, hidden, Illuminati satanic rituals. They want to do it out in the open, right? They want to do it out in the public. So anyways, I'm going to get Isaiah 47 and 10 says, "For thou hast trusted in thy wickedness. Thou hast said, none seeth me. Thy wisdom and thy knowledge, it have perverted thee. And thou hast said in thine heart, I am and none else beside me." All right. Because they have that, that part of the satanic, religion is that you can do what thou wilt, right? And they don't believe in God. They don't believe that there's a higher power that can stop them from doing what they're doing. It says, "Therefore evil shall come upon thee, and thou shalt not know from whence it rises, and mischief shall fall upon thee. Thou shalt not be able to put it off, and desolation shall come upon thee suddenly, which thou shalt not know. Stand now with thine enchantments and with the multitude of thy sorceries." So that's what's going to happen in these last days. You know, the Lord is going to bring judgment, and all these people that are running around propped up, prideful, and you know, these satanic, these people that follow this satanic agenda with these abortions and these trans and everything else, you know, they're going to need to call on Satan to help them, you know, but they don't know that the Lord controls the left-hand side just as well as the right-hand side. The Most High Power, Yahweh, controls the left-hand side as well as the right-hand side. So all of this power and special knowledge that they're getting from the left-hand side, the Lord is going to shut that down, and they won't be able to use it. That's why it says here,
It says, therefore shall evil come upon thee. Thou shalt not know from whence it ariseth, and mischief shall fall upon thee. Thou shalt not be able to put it off, you know, because the Lord's going to shut down their left-hand power. Right now, they're basking in it. You know, they feel glorious in the left-hand side of, on the left-hand side of things, because the Lord is allowing it. The Lord is allowing it, but he created the wicked for the day of evil. So he's allowing them to have this moment to rule. The earth was given into the hands of the wicked. He's allowing them to rule for this time period. It says, mischief shall fall upon thee. Thou shalt not be able to put it off. And desolation shall come upon thee suddenly, which thou shalt not know. Stand now with thine enchantments, right? And he's kind of like mocking them. You know, the Lord is mocking them, saying, stand now with thine enchantments and with the multitude of thy sorceries. Like, you know, you think you can come against the Most High with your little sorceries and your witchcraft? You know, good luck with that. It says, wherein thou hast labored from thy youth, if so be thou shalt be able to profit, if so be thou mayest prevail. And no, they won't be able to profit, they won't be able to prevail. And they can do all the witchcraft and the sorceries on the left-hand side, but that's not going to stop the judgment of the Most High. So anyway, go to that article from the Conservative Brief, and they got a thing on Twitter where it's like a conservative Christian-based right versus the satanic left, and they're going back and forth with each other, arguing and bickering. And like I said, the Satanists are like mocking the Christian conservative right, making fun of them, calling them crazy and whatever. But they're normalizing, the Satanists are trying to normalize satanic rituals out in the open. All right? They're pushing forward with this, and they're openly mocking God and talking about taking children and turning them into different genders. And I mean, it's just getting crazy, man. Their wickedness, their sins, their iniquities have reached unto heaven. So with all these scoffers and people that don't believe, you know, and they have this attitude like they don't believe that the Lord is going to deliver on his promise, and they mock and scoff the men of the Lord, and they poke fun of us and call us crazy. And this comes from everywhere, you know, friends, family, regular people of this world. They think it's a joke, you know. And, you know, they say, oh, when are these things going to happen? When are these things going to happen? You know, but when these things happen, those people are going to be crying for help, and they're not going to have no savior. You know, they're not going to find no help. Like I say all the time, and you've heard me say this all, you know, a lot, that these people act like 2020 never happened. They act like the pandemic never happened. These people have been rocked right back to sleep. So let me get this Amos 5 and 18. It says, woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. Yeah, woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. You know? Especially when you don't believe in Yahweh by Shem Yahweh Shai. You know, I've experienced this, you know. When are these things going to happen? You say it's going to happen. You've been saying it's going to happen for a very long time. When is this going to happen? It's going to happen. They just don't see it. Things are developing right around them, and they're not paying attention. Most people in this world, and specifically in America, are not even aware of the grid that's being set up right now. As we speak, at this very moment, Esau is setting up his electronic grid, his electronic prison. And people think that, you know, oh, they're going to have all this digital currency, you know, it's the wave of the future. And they don't even understand what that means. It means that they can shut your account at any moment, man. Just like they would say, but they can do that right now. No, you don't understand. You don't understand what this means. You're not going to be able to take money out the bank. Okay? Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. There's going to be pestilence. There's going to be violence in the street. All out civil war. Nation against nation. Kingdom against kingdom. Famine. Everything that you can think of, man. It's going to be like a horror movie out here. Because if they ever shut these lights out, it's a wrap, man. People going to bug the hell out. They're going to lose their damn mind. A lot of you women that are all uppity. There's another word I can use. That's about to come to an end. Won't be no more hot girl summer. It's going to be a cold winter. You know? And you can imagine, man, just how bugged out Jake going to be. Because Jake's mindset is building generational wealth and making it in Esau's society. Jake look at Esau like that's his God, because in his mind that is his God. Okay, and they don't even consider the Lord anymore. And I say this all the time, man. You know it's bad when so-called African-Americans get to a point where they become atheists. You know it's bad. You know this place got to go. Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. All of you scoffers. Let's say, when is this going to happen? When are these things going to happen? You prophesy this, you prophesy that. When are these things going to happen? Well, woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness and not light. It's not going to be Yahweh Shai, or who the world calls Christ, coming down with little fat white baby angels. You're not going to be coming with cupcakes and Twinkies and little goodies and snacks coming to feed you and make you feel good. He coming with destruction. He said, I will not meet you as a man. He's coming with destruction. He's coming with a sword. He said, think not that I come with peace. He said, I come with a sword. Roughly paraphrasing, you know. It's going to be a lot of blood, fire. Because when Esau think to himself that he could fight against the angels, he think he's going to do it. In the middle of World War III, they think they're going to do it. And you people going to bug the hell out. Even prior to that, when they shut these lights out, man, and they announced that the U.S. dollar is completely collapsed. You got to get on this new system. They're already cutting off the WIC and the EBT cards and everything else. You people going to lose your damn mind. Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. To what end is it to you? The day of the Lord is darkness and not light, as if a man did flee from a lion and a bear met him, or went into the house and leaned his hand on the wall, and a serpent bit him, because nowhere to run, there's nowhere to hide. Okay? You're not gonna escape it. And the day of the Lord is rapidly coming, man. All right? Shall not the day of the Lord be darkness and not light, even very dark, and no brightness in it? You know? I despise your feast days and will not smell in your solemn assemblies. And a lot of these Israelites out here teaching that the mark, you know, the MOTB is sin or it's, you know, whatever crazy thing, an embargo or whatever crazy thing that they came up with, you're going to have to answer for that, man, because you're leading the people astray. And it's the same thing with the pop shot, you know. Same thing with the shots. They did the same thing with that. Told people they can take it, you know, and they're going to do the same thing when the mark, the chip comes out. They're going to be telling people, oh, you can take that. It's all right. You got to eat. You got to feed your family. Scriptures say he that endured to the end, the same shall be saved. All right? You got to endure, you know. All of us have to endure. All right? But this is why the Lord isn't even acknowledging all of these so-called goodly things that you do and all this prophesying that you're doing. And like you said, did we not prophesy in thy name and say, depart from me, I never knew you. We don't want the Lord to say that to us, man. You're listening to the Israelite Times Report with Brother Zakaria. The IsraeliteTimes.com. News and prophecy for the hopeful elect spread across the four corners of the earth. All praises are due to Yahweh by Shem Yahweh Shah. Shalom.